Chapter 10, Surrender. This inner experience has three parts. You can choose to do them all at once, as they are in this recording, or you can do them one at a time and leave some space in between them. We'll leave that up to you. Your inner knowing will be your guide on that. Part 1. Surrendering an issue or challenge. Whether surrendering to the divine is a new idea or a familiar response to life's challenges, there is always a new level of surrender available to us. Take stock for a moment. Have you lived your life as though you were making it happen? Or is surrendering to the divine a frequent response to life's challenges? Most of us probably fall somewhere in between. Whatever your history with surrender, check inside to see if there is an issue or a challenge you've been holding on to, trying to figure it out, or worrying about it late at night. It doesn't have to be earth-shattering. Just take a moment right now to let the issue rise to the surface of your awareness. Get a good look at it. Is it time to surrender it into the care of a larger level of reality that knows what to do with it? There is no need to wait another moment. Give it to the one great beingness, the source of all wisdom, love, and strength. It can help to declare your intentions out loud. You might find yourself saying something like, "God, I don't know what to do with this, but I know that you do. So here, take it. Please show me the way through it as only you can." Another prayer offers a simple way to surrender. "God, open the doors that need to be opened, and close the doors that need to be closed in this situation." This can refer to a specific question or to life in general. So right now, allow the words that are right for you to arise. Make sure the words express your willingness to turn the issue over to the divine. And give thanks that divine help is available to you, now and forever. Once you have surrendered the issue to the divine, notice how you feel. See if any part of you is attempting to hold on to the challenge, believing it must find the way through on its own. That too can be surrendered. So right now, if you haven't already, push the pause button and allow as much time as you like to gather up everything involved with your issue or your challenge. And in your own way and your own words, give it over to that larger something that knows what to do with it. And as that feels complete for you, notice how you feel inside. Is there a sense of relief, a lightness in your body, a sense of space in your mind and emotions? When this feels complete, let's go on to part two, surrendering your awakening. Have you believed you should know how to awaken? And then admitted that you didn't have a clue about how to bring that about? Have you ever thought you should be more awake than you seem to be? Or judged yourself as a spiritual slacker, a failure at this mysterious thing called awakening? Have you compared your, quote, spiritual progress to that of others and believed that you came up short? Well, relief is at hand. If we are not really living our lives, if in fact something larger is living through us, then that ineffable something must also hold our entire journey of awakening within itself. It, not our little human selves, must be orchestrating the unfoldment of not only flowers and universes, but also our process of waking up. From our limited human perspective, we can't know how our awakening would optimally unfold, but something larger definitely does. And just as that larger something beats our heart and breathes us every moment, it brings awakening about in the perfect way and timing for each one of us. The same intelligence that regulates billions of incredibly complex life processes in the human body likewise stewards our awakening. The unfathomable power that births galaxies allows us to triumph over even the most daunting challenges along our path. The love that nourishes and sustains all forms of life, from the tiniest microbe to the largest cetaceans, impels and infuses every step in our awakening. Without the infinite love, wisdom, and power of the divine, we would not exist, much less awaken. Realizing this, we can turn over everything about how and when and at what rate we awaken. We can give it to the infinite intelligence that is managing it all. Not my will, but thine. That simple statement acknowledges that awakening is out of our own control and hands the process over to the divine. Allow a prayer of surrendering every aspect of your awakening to form itself within you. Speak it aloud in the words that feel right. Turn your awakening over to the one who knows how best to bring it about. Relax about awakening and go free. How does that feel? So if you'd like more time right now to turn over your entire journey of awakening to the one that knows how to orchestrate it, just push the pause button and let that part take as long as it likes. Part 3, surrendering your life to the divine. So when our judging, comparing overcoats grab hold of our awakening and we start to feel bad about ourselves, we can remind ourselves to turn the process back over to the divine, just as you did in the previous part. These moments of lucidity go a long way toward reducing suffering, so we can experience more ease and joy every step of the way. But there is an even more effective way to ensure that we are floating down the river of life in harmony with the journey, rather than fighting to go upstream against the current. It is possible to turn our entire lives over to God. This affirms that it really isn't our little life anyway, but God's life. Is today the day to surrender the whole of your existence to the divine? If now is the time, allow the words that are right for you to arise from within. And as you give them a voice, feel the deep relaxation of turning it all over to God. Every bit of it. What a relief. You don't need to have a clue about what to do with any of it. How does that feel? Enjoy your inner experience for as long as you like. And if you need more time right now to turn your entire existence and everything in it over to the One, just push the pause button. And when this entire experience feels complete, you can return to the book and work with the questions and contemplations within the reflection segment of this chapter.